Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know you're getting old when you have upstairs ibuprofen and downstairs ibuprofen. Right?
Boy, isn't that the truth.
And pickup truck ibuprofen.
And cheater glasses.
And so on and so forth.
That's cheater glasses everywhere.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time. One more week in cow country.
Oh, welcome to our house.
All right, here you go. This is your typical deer hunt.
Deer.
Here we go.
Okay, I can hardly wait.
1 a.m. alarm clock rings.
Bzz.
2 a.m. hunting partners arrive and drag you out of bed.
Yeah.
2:30 a.m. throw everything except the kitchen sink in the pickup.
Mm-hmm.
3 a.m. leave for the deep woods.
Yeah.
3:15 a.m. drive back home, pick up your gun.
Yeah, huh.
3:30 a.m. drive like crazy to get to the woods before daylight.
Yes.
4 a.m. set up camp, forgot the tent. This is so true.
This is good.
So true. 4:30 a.m. head into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
6:05 a.m. see 8 deer.
Oh, yeah.
6:06 a.m. take aim and squeeze trigger. 6:07 a.m. click.
No bullets.
6:08 a.m. load gun while watching the deer go over the hill.
Yeah.
8 a.m. head back to camp. 9 a.m. still looking for camp.
Where'd we put that?
10 a.m. realize you don't know where camp is.
Oh, no.
Noon. Fire gun for help. Eat wild berries.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
12:15. Ran out of bullets. 8 deer come back. 12:12 p.m. Strange feeling in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
12:30 p.m. realize you ate poison berries. 12:45 p.m. rescued. 12:55 p.m. rush to the hospital and have your stomach pumped. 3 p.m. arrive back in camp.
Mm-hmm.
3:30 leave camp to kill deer.
Kill deer.
4 p.m. return to camp for bullets.
Oh, my heavens.
4:01, load gun, leave camp again. 5 o'clock, empty gun on squirrels that's bugging you. 6 p.m., arrive at camp, see deer grazing at camp. 6:01, load gun. 6:02, fire gun, hit pickup.
Oh, no.
6:05, hunting partner returns to camp dragging deer.
Uh-huh.
6:06, repress strong desire to shoot hunting partner. 6:07, fall in the fire.
Oh, no.
6:10, change clothes, throw burned ones into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
6:15, take pickup, leave partner and his deer in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
6:25, pickup boils over, hole shot in the block. 6:26, start walking.
Oh, man.
6:30, stumble and fall, drop gun in the mud.
No.
6:35, meet deer. 6:36, take aim. 6:37, fire gun, blow up barrel plugged with mud.
Yes.
6:38, climb trees. 9 o'clock, deer departs, wrap gun around the tree. Midnight, home at last.
Oh.
Sunday, watch football on TV. Slowly tearing hunting license into little pieces, place in an envelope, and mail to hunting partner with very precise instructions as what can be done with them.
Oh, man, now that's a hunting trip.
Well, you know, that...
From hell.
That's typical.
It kind of is, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Typical. That is like those deer hunting camp songs.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
We probably should have had a hunting show.
Oh, man.
and played
we
those again.
Screwed that one
but
up,
instead,
we
have a great show coming at us this week. Luke Reed is riding along with us, the Dean of Cowboy Poetry. Baxter Black has some poetry. We have Junie Fisher, Ian Tyson, R.W. Hampton,
but
we're going to start with Doug Figg's Working Man Blues. Go Farrier Figg singing for you right there.
Yeah.
Great Merle Haggard song.
Yeah.
Working Man Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Great way to start out Cal Radio, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah. For sure.
Hey, glad you're joining us this week, folks. Yeah, things we learned from our farrier.
Well, this was a suggestion from son Sam.
Yeah, Farrier Sam.
Yeah, Farrier Sam. Yeah, yeah. He was under a horse. You know, it was a good horse, a little older horse.
Yeah,
you know, the horse got a little fidgety, and there's a little, I don't know, 2 or 3 year old little girl standing there, and Sam says, "Go to the front of that horse and tell him to hold still. Pat him on the shoulder. Whoa, be good.
Tell him what a good SOB he is.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah. Easy now."
Yeah.
Well, she picked up on that, and she got another little sibling baby at the house, and the baby was
started to fuss.
So she went out and patted her on the shoulder.
Oh, easy now. Easy now. She's gonna be okay.
Everything's all right.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah,
kids are awesome.
They pick up on it pretty quick.
Yep. Well, it's a good thing that little one picked up the good stuff from Sam.
Yeah.
And not necessarily the
other stuff.
Well, that reminded me of what our dad used to say.
Yeah.
He'd say the same thing. He'd say, go to the front of that horse, you know, scratch him, mess with his ears, whatever, and tell him what a good SOB he is. And he didn't use the initials.
Not the initials.
When he said that. Yeah. We're young boys, you know.
And that's what we did.
We just think that's funny. We're going to go to the front of this horse, tell him what a good SOB he is.
Yeah, scratch him on the withers, tell him stand up, be good.
Yeah, right.
You're a good SOB.
There's a lot of things you can learn from a farrier. I told a young lady who... I told her what the topic of our next show was going to be, things I learned from my farrier. And she says, well, my dad was our farrier.
Uh-huh.
And she said, he taught me not to shoe.
Get somebody else.
She said she asked him, you know, half dozen times to teach her, but he never would. He said, you know, if I teach you, you're going to do it and you're going to wear yourself out.
Oh, boy.
So she, so things that she learned from her farrier dad was don't.
Don't do
just,
it.
Just don't.
It's easier on your body.
That's right. Get somebody else to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, R.W. Hampton is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.